home and homes within the Central Division. What do they do to the intensity of those second games?
Probably not a whole lot. I think they're, you know, intense games within our division regardless. Really tough division, a lot of good teams. So, you know, it's important to try to, you know, get as many points as you can as soon as possible.
As veterans, you guys go through, have been through a ton of stretches where the puck's not going and the bounces aren't going your way. You know how to get through those. With a younger team, is it tougher to convince those guys to keep faith that things are going to turn around?
Well, I mean, the frustration definitely seeps in. I don't think you saw it last game. You know, I thought we were pretty good for the majority of that game. So, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be nights like that where you, you know, bring a lot to the table, play a really solid game, and end up losing. So that's part of this league. There's going to be nights where we play a whole lot worse than that and end up winning. So that's just part of the learning experience.
Look, with this tough stretch of four games in 5.5 days kind of thing, and lots of travel in between, how do you stay focused? How do you really keep intense at all levels, basically?
Because it's our job. So there's really no excuse not to. You know, if you can't do it, you know, you should find something else to do.
How would not practicing no game day skates affect you guys over the next few days?
How would what?
How would not practicing and no game day skates over the next few days through Sunday affect you guys?
I think we just, you have to do it out of necessity with the bulk of games and the bulk of work. So, there's not really another option if you want to have anything left to play the games.
Are there learning opportunities outside practice that you guys can focus on more in a situation like this?
Well, yeah, I think you watch what we did in the games, what we did well, what we can work on. You know, it's a continued learning experience of, you know, getting everyone on the same page and trying to do the same thing out there. You know, I think last game was our best in that sense. We had some really good moments last game, and just want to continue to try to build off that.
Like, Lindholm signed in Anaheim this morning, similar situation to Truba here. I know it's a business and everybody appreciates that, but is it frustrating to be this far into the season and still without a guy like Jacob in the locker room?
It's none of my business. You know, I worry about the guys that are in the room, the guys you're going to work every day with, and, you know, that's his business. If he comes back here, we'll welcome him with open arms.
Last year, the team was waiting for Andrew Ladd and Dustin Byfuglien to get signed. Is something like that weigh on their team? Is it similar to last year?
There aren't many teams in the league who have players that are completely under contract or not going through contract situations. So we're no different in that sense. That's a business sort of thing that everyone goes through. So if you can't handle that, then, you know, like I said before, there's other things you can be doing. So none of that creeps into our room. You know, we got a good group of guys that are here right now. We're working hard every day to get better.
Thanks,
yep.